Learning Masech Nesiyumin Daf Lam and Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the tefillah that everybody's mechuyev to do before they go into the Azariah, before they do Aveda, which is the Machlokes Min Zayma holds a state. I see Luna from the Kayin Gadol, and if you don't strach tefillah huzu, so tefillah de Rabbanan, in order to actually remember Atum Yishana Shebiyadei. So the Gemara starts Amalei Abayil Rav Yosef, tefillah zu chaitzitz ha'ina chaitzitz. And like Rashi and Tez explain, it's because the tefillah is the Rabbanan. Rashi says it only goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Taisa says even like Ben Zayma, the ikka tefillah midaraisa is for Aveda. And the only reason why they were geyser on coming in is gzeir Hashem yavod. Ba'al kolpanim, does it have hilchas chatzitza or not? Is there a din chatzitza? And Taisa says, why don't we ask by every tefillah the Rabbanan is there a din chatzitza? Taisa says, pashit, by every tefillah the Rabbanan is a din chatzitza. But this tefillah is a maila yaseira, it's Torah gomer, there's no tzadch shash tuma, it's a maila ba'alma, it's a chumri yaseira. That's why we have a shayla if it's chaitzitz. Not the same as being matara tuma de rabbana. So in Chisant, there is a machlekes apeskim by tefillah's Ezra. The Gemara says Ezra was taking tefillah for balikrin, that they can't learn Torah or davin without tefillah, it's a shayla if they are mevatel the tefillah, pashas la'alocha. You're not mechuyev to have that tefillah anymore. Some Mishnayim hold for tefillah you are. But there's a tefillah, the Gemara talks about it in Brachas and other places. Tefillah's Ezra. Is there a din chatzitza by tefillah's Ezra? Because some people are still learning tefillah's Ezra today. Now the Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch Simen Peches, Arichayim Simen Peches, brings down a Shal Tshuva's Maimah Mordechai from some earlier Gadol, the Maimah Mordechai, that he has talks about it in both Simon Aleph and Beis of his Tshuva Sefer Maimah Mordechai. His psak is that Chatzitz is not Ma'akiv. The Shari Tshuva says Shekein HaMinig that he's not Medaktik. But he writes with Tzorech Ian, he's not sure. In the Maimah Mordechai, he brings the Gadol named Rabbeinu Meir Hamburg that held it was Ma'akiv. And there's a Sefer Kovitz on the Rambam, it's at the end of Hilchas Kirishma, that also brings Rabbeinu Meir Hamburg that says that Chatzitza is a problem by Tfilas Ezra. The Sefer HaKayvitz holds that since it's only a minig, it's not a real chiv, so maybe it'll have to be this for Chatzitza. But in the Tshuvas Maimon Mordechai, he's actually discussing it with Ramey and Mehamburg. And Ramey had a raya from our sugya, because the Gemara asked the Kashal Gabi this Tvila if it's Makav or not. And is there a din Chatzitza? And the Gemara passes called the Takan Rabban and came to Raisa Takan. So who would in Tfilas Ezra? So also with the Kanas Chachamim. So call the talker Rabban and came the Raisa talking. But the Maya Malachi says that Hayyais that eventually they were matter with Tes Kabin. You see they were matter with Shuvim. So mainly you see they weren't Misakin Kain the Raisa. That's why Helder wasn't a Raya. See that misses the Rishayim already discussed it. There's a Rajba in Nidad Av Samach Zayin. He brings that there's a Girsa in Yavamis Daf Mem Zayin and Mebeiz. It's not the Girsa that we have. That kolach chaitzis begair be'evid meshuchru v'bal keri. Kolach chaitzis benida is chaitzis begair be'evid meshuchru v'bal keri. And he's bothered, what's the havin of bal keri not? Why would it say bal keri? And he says, maybe it means latir b'divitari b'tfila. And since they'll make him in the tfila to imat the shuvim, it had to tell you the mechatzitza lo yekilu. But it sounds a little bit from the Rashba that he held that way either way. He's just wondering why the Gemara had to say it. So now he's explaining why the Gemara had to say it. We're talking about Torah and Tefillah. And we're saying there's a Havimina that since they were Mekel B'Shuvim, so Mela, they had to say the Linya Chatzitza that were Mekel. But it sounds like he holds that there's a Hilchas Chatzitza even according to our Girsa. So the Rashba would put on the side that Chatzitza is Ma'akev by Tefillah Ezra. Lo Yimi Boyel Lefi, the Girsa he brings down, Chaitzitz Begair Be'Veshuchar Malkeri, and his explanation that we're talking about Al-Kari for Torah and Tefillah, but even not according to that Girsa, it sounds like that's what he held. There's a Sefer Eshkol from the Rav Avbezdin, it's called the first Raivin, Sefer Eshkol, that he holds, that he says Klar the Chatzitz is not Paisal Tefillah Ezra, and his Raya is from our Gemara the other way. He holds the Agamar is a Raya for Keri. Since the Gemara here asks Akasha, Shaila, if Chatzitz is Makavanad, and we don't find by Tfilas Balkari. Then anyone asks his Shaila, why not? Vice days, here it's Mamash a Karistikadin. You're going into Beis HaMikdash, you're doing Aveda. There'll be a Din Chatzitza. Vashayin Balkari, Stam, like you said, and you can't say kol tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, like we mentioned from the Maimon Mercha, Imamish says that, because since they were mat teshuvim, right, it's not kein deraisa. So the bi'alacha, I don't think he had the Rajba and Chedusha Menid, he doesn't bring it. The bi'alacha and Simon Peches brings the Shari Tshuva that has a suffix about Chetzitza, and he says, with the Sefer Eshkol says, kol, the Chetzitza is not makiv. So Raisis the Paskins that way. But the Rajma Bechayah holds that the way he holds like a Meyam Amrik, there is a problem with Chetzitza. And about the Kash of the Sefer Eshkol, one did say it B'shum Duchta, I mean, if there is that Girsa in Yavamis, then Feshtei Tzach Hassan Akasha. But maybe you could say, even if you don't have that Girsa, the Lashon of Rashi is that it's not because of Tumah B'chlal. Kev Dei Nebala Laskira La Tumah. V'loi L'tarba. It's not a Tefillah, it's done for Tarba. Teisos says that. Teis says, this Tefillah is a Mali Yisrael, She Tor Gomerhu, Vein Kan Tzarech Shash Tumah. There is no Tumah here. If there's no tumah, then you have a shayla if you need chetzitza, and even that, the Gemara's maskan is that it works. Maybe the reason why the Gemara never cut the Malkari is Malkari's tumah. I mean, their eyesight is tumah doesn't affect Torah or Tefillah. As it was one that was misakin, that tumah's carry affects Torah and Tefillah. But the chevsa of the Tefillah is to take off tumah, so even though they are matter with Shuvah. Fine. But you don't know they are matter by chetzitza. This Gemara is not a raya. The aside of the Shaila by Gemara, Rashi says, explains, Bechal no Tumah. So the male left is Bechal no Tumah, there's no Tumah, there is no Tumah, there is no Tumah at all. By Balkari, there is Tumah. The din of the Tmila is the din there are Banana, the din of the Maila. But there is Tumah, maybe that's why the Gemara didn't have a Shaila, and it was Pasha that Chetzitza is Makiv. That's what you can say to answer, to explain the Rashba. Now the Gemara has a Kasha, another Shaila, I mean, where's another Shaila? Amalei Bel Avesiv, the mix is Shema B'Yalai. The guy be this din, coming into the Azar is Mechayim Tefillah. What about if you come partially into the Azar? You stick your hands in. Amalei B'Hayim Nisichichu Shem B'Yi B'Mixas. V'Tanya Mitzara Teva V'Hayim B'Shai Nikona. You see by Mitzara, there's a discussion in the Tefillah, even though he's just doing a B'Yi B'Mixas. Feistais B'Yi B'Mixas is Nichol in this Zera of Tefillah. So the Gemara is asking about the Gashayla. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Nafmam and Bezim and Bez. What's the din if someone's tummy and he goes into the Azor, he'll get Kuris. If he sticks his finger into the Azor, does he get Kuris or not? One man, the other says he gets Kuris, and the other man, the other says, not only he doesn't get Kuris, he doesn't even get Malchus. As I learn in Zvachim Naflam Abeis and Abeis. So, Frek the Gvur Serim Iman of Shech. If you hold by the regular din of Biyah, B'mixah Shema Biyah, by the din of going into the Azor, that someone goes into the Azara B'mixas, he gets Karis. So what's the Shaila? Why should it be different than B'yas Kulei? It's exactly the same thing. You walk into the Azara, you put your finger in the Azara, it's the same halacha. What's the Shaila? Of course, you need Tefillah. Elamai, we're going like the man the Omer, that B'ya B'mixas Lo Yishma B'ya. So why Taka should you need it? If B'ya B'mixas Lo Yishma B'ya, so Kum Dais, there is no Karis. If there is no Karis, so Me'echa Teisa in the second Tefillah. And it's bothered the Maisa that the Rambam passing is Mi'ah B'mixas Lo Yishma B'yah. So why would they be Misak and Tefillah for a Mi'ah B'mixas? You see, even for a Deraisa, he says, you see, let's say for a Balkeri or a Zav to go into Har HaBayis, there were Misak and Tefillah, it's only for Nazara. Even though on the sand that he's a Balkeri or a Zav, he gets a Lav Deraisa. But it doesn't matter. They're Misak for coming into Nazara. Mi'ah B'mixas in Nazara had Nishkandinim. It's Lo Yishma B'yah. You don't even get Malkus for it. Why should they be Misak and Tefillah? He's bothered by that. So I saw in the Sefer Minchas Avram, from the Gaon of Avram Garbaz, he wants to say a shtickle. First, he wants to answer the other kasha. If B'yah B'mixas Shema B'yah, could you say the Gemara had a Shaila? He wants to say yes. He wants to say over Yosef from the Briski Rav, which is not in any of the Briski Rav's Sfarim. A barrel stayed and said in Shia, he heard him think straight from the Briski Rav. He learned by the Briski Rav. There's a Taiz in Yavam is Dav Zayin in the days that asks the following question. We find a Mitzera is allowed to stick his fingers in for Behinus. But he has to stand in Shar Nikonar, and that's why they made Shar Nikonar shouldn't have any Kedusha, because they wanted the Mitzera should be able to stand there inside the Shar, so he should be protected from the sun or the rain when he sticks his fingers in for Behinus. So Taiz wanted to know like this. If you hold Biyah B'mixer Shema Biyah, so Kumta is sticking your finger in as the same halacha as going in yourself. So why would it be Once we find, so what's the pshat that a misarik can stick his finger in? V'achi chayv rachman. It's exeris akasim. Since the Torah says you put the blood on his finger, vayis his fingers in the azar. Vayis we allowed a mechusik kippurim of a misarik to go put his finger into the azar in order to get his karban done. Fine, that's mavur in the sugya there. It's a hat to me. The rice, that's why the Gemara wanted to say, and it hail the ishtavi ishtavi. But Taisus asks, once we're having a heter for what's otherwise a chi of karis, why can't he just walk in the whole way? If there's no chilatim bias mixes and bias kulai, why are we saying his thumbs could go in, but he can't go in? He has to stand the shiny card. If ishtavim bias mixes loishma be, it's very good. There's no heter. The heter is only on bias mixes, which is no karis. He can't go in and get and be over a chi of karis. But if bias mixes is also a chi of karis, so once you're doing that, why not go in totally? Why do you have to stand in shiny corner? So Taisus says, this is two teretzim, but Taisus' second teretz is that bias kulayim is a pasuk, ala mikdash leisafai. Bias b'mixis is not a beferish a pasuk. It's a hekish. The Gemara is a hekish from the Gia, by b'chokadish leisigim ala mikdash leisafai, that man the Gia is b'mixasai af bias b'mixasai. So it's a hekish. But it's just a hekish, so mela. It doesn't have it, that has a tchiyah, but that's not going to make a tchiyah for a fair shepasuk. So the Rav says about Taisus like this. If the Hekish teaches you that bia b'mixas has a chaloi shein bia like bia skuloi, there's no makim to mechalik. Elamai shteyden Taisus is two different dinim. There's two dinim. There's a din bia skuloi, and there's din bia smixase, and bia smixase is also bikaris. But bia smixase is not bia skuloi. It's not. It's a different din. So Mela, this din was nidcha, and this din was not. If the pshat is a gilim pshat in the pasuk, and lamikdash leisavim means bias miksasa, and bias miksasa already is chal Hashem be like bias kulay, then what? How can it be mechalik? So what? The hekish told you that, but it's the same din. Elamites two dinim. They're both karis, but it's two separate dinim. So Mela, if we find out one is mutter, the other one remains aser. As Zakta Minchas Ram Aibazai. It's not so shved the Gvura Seriz Kasha. Because, Lamashal, we don't find Tvila for eating Kachin. You don't say, well, before you eat Kachin, you have to be Tevil, so you should remember Tumer Yishana Shabiyadai. Even though eating Kachin is the same Karis as going into the Beis HaMikdash, the Teretz says, there were guys there going into the Beis HaMikdash, there weren't guys there eating Kachin. So, Aibazai, who are then? It's Taka Karis, but there were guys on Bias Mikdash, not on Bias Kula, not on Bias Miksasai. If you hold Bias Miksasai is the Chaloi Shem be like Bias Kula, it's much harder to say that. Why should they be Mechalak? But if you hold it's two separate dinim, and granted this din is Bikaris, thus the lane that it's Bikaris doesn't tell you need a Tvila. The Tvila isn't coming into Nazaria on the Bias Kula. Bias Miksasai, you're not coming into Nazaria. It's Taka Bikaris, also Tzaytinin. Also, you had a din, they weren't Mechayev Tvila. That's what he says. He's also marichav on the other point, that if you hold that bias miksasai is no chiv, why would there be misakin tvila? Also, not so shver. See, I think the pshat is, he doesn't say this, but I think the pshat is a little bit, that the tvila is not because of the chaymer of the issur, like you said. A lot of, you know, eating kachim is also bakaris. The tvila is because you're going into Nazara. The Maaseh is saying Bias Miksasai is also that way. So even Bias Miksasai is not Pekaris. But the Maaseh, you're going into Nazara. So Mele de Masakin et Vila. That's the Maskana de Gemara. Now he brings the Rambam in Hilchas Bias Mikdash per Gim Loch in Ches says that a Tomei Sheikhness Yad Vila Mikdash gets Makis Maridus. So that's a little bit worse. If it's not even a Bias Azara, it'd be the Reis of Bechlal. So why would they be Masakin et Vila? The Ravid really asks that Kasha. The Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah, you take a look there, but the Ravid really asked that kasha on the Rambam. But he says over from the Briski Rav, as Ravid the Briski Rav says, it's a Chushima and Rizna La Teira, Parashas Matos, where he says the Gabbid Din of Cherev Areyu Kecholvo, where it says, that Kol Tumah She'ena Nozim Megaleach Olav, you're not, the Rambam holds, you're not Chayiv for coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Has to be a Tumah's face, has to be a Tumah that a Nozir is Megaleach Olav. So, the Mechas Chinuch Nemzon is not an Issa the Reichs. The Brisker of the Avad is an Issa the Reichs. It's just not a Chi of Kars. But Avad is an Issa the Reichs. He discusses there the risk. Maybe it's an issa. Maybe it's a din asay. Yishalchem in a machane applies. So Yitamis machane doesn't apply. Yishalchem in a machane applies. That's why you don't get malchus. You get malchus meredes. But the man that's an issa the raisa. Smel who would the din of bias mixes. Even if all you get is malchus meredes, it's not a lamb. Of an issa the raisa it is. So smel who shayech that Chazal will go there to be on it. Then the Gemara goes weiter. Yibayil umash yasav sakin aruchav yishkait. Could he shack with a long knife? The Gemara Shaila was that maybe even according to Menzaim, you don't need tefillah because you didn't go into the Azar. It's not Gavoy, it's Roy. Or maybe the Zin of Dilma Asulim Shuchay. Or maybe even according to the Rabbanan, you would be Chayav tefillah because you're Avid Aveda. You're Avid Aveda, so you would be Chayav tefillah. The Netziv, who says the same shtickle we said in the previous shir, that Ein Adam Nichnas La'azarim La'aveda, I feel the Torah Chidful is going like the Rabbanan of Rebbe Yehuda, and you're Takanin Avoida. Not like Rashi and Tesis that say it's Lav Dafka, like the Rambam, it's Takadavka, and it goes like the Rabbanan of Rebbe Yehuda. So he says, that explains, and Siv says, that explains why the Gemara is the Shaila. What's the Havamina, the Rabbanan hold that Lavoida you need Tefillah? Tesis says, I talk all the Avoida needs Tefillah. But the Gemara Shaila was, is it Dafkan Avoida like a real Avoida, like Kabbalah, Zriko, Akhtara? Or is even Aveda like Shkita, which is not really an Aveda. Shkita even a Zara could do, but still has Genugan Aveda to Mechayim Tvila. But if you hold that there are Rabbanan of Rebbe Yehuda hold the Bechal Yenon Yit Tvila, there's no Makar that even for Aveda Yit Tvila. So Vasef is, why did Gemara assume, why did Gemara have a Tzan that for Aveda Yit Tvila? Yavisl Shver. That's what he says. It's Raya to the Ram of Shat. But like we mentioned then, the Chavetz Chaim, we'll say it a little bit more about Yichas. The Chavetz Chaim, and the Kutei Lachis and the Zemech Taida holds that the Rabbanan who argue with you also hold you need tefillah. The only machlekes is if tefillah be'erev works. Rabbi Yudah's tefillah be'erev works, and the Rabbanan argue by Mitzera because it's Dayish B'tumah. He says the Gemara is mashma that way. This is what he says. It says Amle Abayel Rav Yosef Neim Rabbanan the Pligi Elay the Rav Yosef Kemen Zay Misri Elay, and then they know that everyone needs tefillah, and even tefillah be'erev won't help. So he wants to say that Aydul Mashani Mitzari Daish Batumah is also only going on Tefillah Be'erev. Just like Ben Zayim is saying Tefillah Be'erev doesn't help, maybe it's only Mitzari that Tefillah Be'erev doesn't help because it's Daish Batumah. I don't see a Mashmais for that. I think on the Tzan that it's only Mitzari's Daish Batumah, then you could Hadrinan to say they Bechalani Tefillah, like the Pashas Mashmais of the Braisam. That Lishkas HaMitzurim, the Mitzurim HaTevel, nobody else. Rabbi Huda is the one that said, Loi Mitzurim Levat Amru Ala Kol Adam. Sounds like the Rabbanan hold that Kol Adam and HaTevel, period. But the Chavetz Chaim held it was a Mashmais, and he said that the reason why the other Mepharshim don't hold that way, the reason why the Lecha Mishnah and others hold that according to Rabbanan Yibachal don't need Tevila, is because of Agamar. Agamar by the Sakan Arucha is Mashma, they don't need Tevila altogether. But he asks, so why did the Gemara only ask by Yisak and Arucha, which is not Kishtikul Shver? Why did the Gemara ask specifically by Yisak and Arucha? Let the Gemara ask, according to the Rabbanan, if you don't need tefillah when you come in, so according to the Rabbanan, when you come in Shech, do you need tefillah? Why did I have to say a case of Yisak and Arucha? So merely he says, it must be that the Rabbanan hold you do need tefillah. Now the whole time they don't need tefillah is when you tevil me'asmal. So now the Gemara asks Akasha Sakan Arucha because it wanted to say a case with its, at least it's sad, they don't need tefillah altogether. Because since you don't go inside, so they talk, you won't need tefillah altogether. But once the Gemara said it's sad of Asulim Shuchay, so now the Gemara was saying that Avada the whole Shaila is only negated by Tevil Be'erev. So I don't understand. If Lamaisa the Shaila was only if you Tevil Be'erev, so that Shaila the Gemara could ask without the Sakan Arucha. I don't really see a Mashmais on this Gemara either way. This Gemara is saying, according to Rabbanan, I have a Shaila, that the Rabbanan say the din dafka by Knesso, even by Avoida. If the Rabbanan said you don't need tefillah altogether, so then that Shaila wasn't that, there's a dafka by Knesso, even by Avoida. If the Rabbanan say you don't need tefillah because you were tevil me'asmal, and Ben Zayim is the one that holds the tevil me'asmal doesn't work, so the Shaila was by tevil me'asmal, is a dafka Knesso only Avoida. I don't have the Raya from this Gemara either way, Basi Rak La'ir. Just, I would say, if that is Kasha, why the Gemara clears Sakan Arucha, the Teretz would seem to me, the Gemara wanted a case where maybe even Ben Zayma holds you don't need Tefillah, And maybe even the Rabbanan hold you do need tefillah. The only case where you could declare that Ben Zayma, who holds you always need tefillah, for Knesset and for Aveda, the only case where they were clearing Ben Zayma is Sakan Arucha. Yeah, even Ben Zayma, if you go in and you shecht, of course you would need tefillah according to Ben Zayma. And now, according to Rabbanan, to say according to Rabbanan, you do need tefillah, so that's like a chiddush. We're clearing that maybe even Ben Zayma holds you don't need tefillah. And even in that case, where Ben Zayma holds you don't need tefillah, the same case, the Rabbanan might hold you do need tefillah, even though you didn't go in because you did Aveda. So that's why you only have a case of Sakan Arucha. But the Shailan that's negay to the Rabbanan is Avada negay even if you go in. Whether it's when you're Tevel Me'esmol, or whether it's even if you're not Tevel Me'esmol. But either way, a Knesset without Aveda, the Gemara's Mavur, according to the Rabbanan, you don't need tefillah. And again, you could say it's because you were Tevel Me'esmol, you could say it's even without Tevel Me'esmol. I don't see a Mashmais either way. The Shailan is, what about an Aveda? And then declare it's even Aveda without a Knesset. So I'm not sure, I don't understand fully what the Zevach Teda is saying. Like I said, he sees in the Gemara on Amud Beis that that's mashma that the Rabbanan are only arguing because he's Tevel Me'esmol. And he sees the mashmais in this Gemara that the Rabbanan are arguing even when it's not Tevel Me'esmol. And he's Deicha, that mashmais, with Tzarechin. One more thing negay this Gemara, that the Gemara says that the reason why we need tefillah is Dom Asulim Shuchei. So Tosfos asks a kasha. We find that in the Gemara in Chulin and in the third parak of Zvachim, that the reason why a Tamei can't shecht kachim lechatchila and he can only do with a Sakan Aruch is because maybe he'll touch the basar be metame the basar. Why didn't he say Dom Asul Amshuchei? And Adrabba, here the whole Amshuchei would be a dinder abanan of tvila for Knesa, and you still have a Shaila Dom Asul Amshuchei. There will be mamish and issacharis. Of course you'll have to be chayshish. So Taisus answers here and they send us. For Nisa Karis, we're not afraid Dom Asulim Shuchei. He's going to be very careful. For Nisa of Tvila, Nisa Kal of Tvila, Nisa the Rabbanan, and that we're afraid. As I state in Taisus and Zvachim, there was the Achroinim in Zvachim, the Eile Shleimai, and the Sfas Emes, and the Sefer L'Shem Zevach. They're very bothered. What does Taisus mean? We're Chayshish will be Metami the Basar, but we're not Chayshish that maybe he'll stick his hand in. How could he be Metami the Basar without sticking his hand in? If the basa went out, then the basa will be pasul b'yetze. So how would he be metame the basa without sticking his hand in? If you're not chayshish, he'll stick his hand in, how could you be chayshish metame the basa, pella? I'm not sure, but could be the behemah is all the way up to the borderline, and he might be able to touch the behemah without putting his hands into the azara, but that's a little bit the efshel that I'm saying. But maybe the skin of the behemah, there's no pasul b'yetze on the skin of the behemah, so maybe the skin would be a little sticking outside, and if he'll touch the skin, that'll be a metame de basa midin shemer. So maybe we're not afraid he'll put his hand over the borderline, but maybe the behemoth will be sticking out a little bit, at least the ar, it won't be a psul yetze, but it'll still be metame de basa midin shemer.